Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Katie Neal. Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week on the show, I got to sit down with Kenny Chesney. And before I say anything else, can I just say that that man is such a gem of a human being. Like, I always get a little bit nervous right before I sit down to talk to him because I'm like, oh my God, it's Kenny Chesney. But then I sit there and I talk to him and he is just so kind and so passionate. And you can tell that fame has had very little effect on this man. And he's like one of the most popular country music stars on the planet. And he's just still so down to earth, loves the music he's making, his 20th studio album, and is putting just as much effort in as he did on day one. We talked about everything that is on this new record, Born, which if you have not listened to, I cannot recommend enough. It is going to be the soundtrack of everyone's summer. So go get Kenny Chesney's new album, Born, and I really hope you enjoy listening to this conversation as much as I enjoyed having it.
Back to keep us company all this week on the Superstar Power Hour, we've got Grammy-nominated Kenny Chesney, who's celebrating the release of your 20th studio album.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah. Does it feel crazy to say that when you think about it?
Yeah, when you think about it. I mean, I've just been so zoned in just in the process of, you know, making music and giving it to my audience. And,
yeah.
And I don't really think about the number, really, yeah. You know, but it's crazy to think about. It's a blessing, really.
I was looking at the release of your debut album, which came out April of 94, and you're going to be just shy of that anniversary by like a month.
Yeah, that was a much different sounding, looking person.
But when you zoom out and you look at everything from that scope, like what does that like make you think about and feel?
Well, just the whole journey, you know, that we've been on, you know, and that was, that record was, well, the first two or three in a lot of ways was like playing double A and triple A baseball, you know, like I look at it then.
Yeah.
I like that. And I was learning about relationships and I was learning about the business and I was learning my own voice. I was learning who I was on stage. It was just a learning period.
A very formative time.
Yeah. And so you look at that and then you look and see where, you know, all of a sudden we started to have a few songs on the radio and I don't know. The journey has been still is a beautiful one. You know, it's not been easy obviously, but it's been, I live in gratitude every day to have had the career and the songs that I've been able to write and get my hands on. And more importantly, to have the people around me that I got to do that journey with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you remember, really. You know, that's the things that I think about when I think about that kid on that album cover. And I haven't listened to that record in years, but I may go back and listen to it now.
Right.
But I think about how, you know, that kid was so curious and scared but so determined and wanted this so bad, you know?
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about the album title, Born, and this song. I love this song.
Well, I think that the song Born, it kicks off the record for a reason. You know, I think that without even knowing I was doing it, I think this song, there's several songs on this record that go straight to the heart of just living your life to the fullest and getting off the couch of your life, you know?
I could see
and
that.
I think that with me, I can get really busy. And I wonder if I'm making my life harder than it has to be. And I know that's true in certain instances, but when I heard this song, I went, wow, I mean, as wonderful of a ride as this has been, I think we all, even if you achieve success or if you feel stuck in your job or you have kids or whatever, it's just there's this moment where, okay, is there more?
Yeah.
Is this what I'm supposed to do? And am I living my life to the fullest? Am I giving so much to one thing that I'm not giving to another? It's mm-hmm. all these questions we have in our head.
Yeah.
And I have, you know, we all have this ego and this internal voice in our head that mm-hmm. we talk to every day. We have these conversations with ourselves and wonder if we're connecting like we should.
Mm-hmm.
And wonder if we're giving to the world like we should and with the energy that we should. And are we on the right path? Are we on the right road? And I get validated of that a lot, obviously, with my audience. But that's the persona.
Yeah.
It's not the person.
Exactly.
Right?
The persona and the person are two different things.
You know,
yeah.
So this song is about the conversations we have with ourselves and about getting up off the couch and living your life and trying to connect as much as possible.
Yeah. And I think that this song is so like quintessentially Kenny and what you do well in that like it has this really deep message. But I texted your manager this morning. I was like, I'm dancing around the kitchen listening to Born. Yeah. Like it makes you feel like, because you could obviously like that song could also in some way be like a sad ballad to think about the conversations that you have with yourself. But like the way that
right.
you present it is like I feel like captures the beauty of life.
Well, it reminds me a little bit of Beer in Mexico, because if you just take Beer in Mexico as the lyric, it is a soul searching lyric about a certain time of my life. But you add the music to it that we did, you know, and the record we made on it. Sometimes that message can get lost because it's so fun to listen to,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's driving, and it's a moment of the show when we talk about drinking in Mexico. And some people think it's a drinking song, but mm-hmm. it's really not. It's about turning a page in your life. And so there's a lot of that, you know, that philosophy in the song Born. And that's why we kicked that off, you know, with a record, because that was just, it was an important message. I felt like that should set a tone for the rest of the record. And there's several songs with that, without even knowing I was doing it, that has that philosophy, if you will.
Is it funny sometimes too, like how like you can set out to make a record sound like one thing, but like you're saying, like you didn't even realize you were doing it, and that's right. kind of the shape that this took.
Yeah, and we cut a lot of songs, and over the years, I think I've done a pretty good job of editing myself to what the record's going to be. But sometimes you can do it. You can make it harder than it has to be, like like I was just talking about. So I felt like that with this record for sure, that we cut a lot of songs. Even right before the mastering process, I was deciding what was going in and what was going out. And if I'd had another month, it might have changed another couple of times. But I'm proud of where we are. I think that it's a good reflection of where I am at this part of my life. I think that I was able to make a record that really defines our live element, but also gives people a glimpse of the person.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do both. And I think that we were able to do that with this Born album.
I imagine that's got to be a really hard thing to master. Like, I want to say the things that are true to me, but also are going to like hit in a stadium full of 60, 70, 80,000 people.
Right. And I think that I appreciate what you said about Born, because I know melodically and energy wise, that's going to fit one day. Right?
Oh, I can't wait to see it live.
But there's a fairly deep message that lies within it. And it was a great way to kick off the record, you know. But there's several songs like that on this record that I feel like there's a song called Just to Say We Did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about not taking everything so serious. We were at a writer's retreat down in the Virgin Islands, and me and David Lee Murphy were standing at my place down there. I got this huge platform that overlooks the pool, and we had a writing session set up all day. It was me and David Lee and Brett James, and we had no idea what we were going to write about, none. And I told David Lee, I said, I'm going to go out there and jump in this pool just to say I did. And then by the time I got out of the pool, he goes, I know what we're writing today. And it's just not just to say I, but just to say we. Mm-hmm. And it's about not taking your life so seriously and doing things that add special moments and connection to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's like I said, that's what you remember about all the years on the road or all the intimate moments with family or friends in your life.
Yeah.
Is doing things out of the ordinary, out of your mundane existence. And that's what Just to Say We Did is all about.
I feel like that's something that's always easier to do, like in your younger years, like Just to Say We Did. Like I can think of so many times, like as a kid, like where that song would fit in. And then you grow older and you kind of like, it's hard to break out of that mold and getting back in my mindset.
Yeah, because we get in our habits and we get in our, it's hard to get out of this robotic energy.
Yeah.
You know, this, and I don't know why that is. But that's the great thing about music and making music for a living. It keeps you out of that space. But still, I think no matter how old you are, no matter where you are in your life, it feels good to do something out of the ordinary.
1,000%.
Yeah.
I think that's such a beautiful message. And I think that everybody, like this record is just going to like reach a lot of people in a lot of different ways.
Thank you.
I want to talk about the single, which is Rising Up the Chart, Take Her Home. I thought the music video for this turned out amazing. What have you kind of like been hearing from fans? Because you probably haven't gotten to perform this a lot of times live yet, right?
We haven't played Take Her Home at all. Our tour starts in Tampa at the Buccaneers Stadium, you know, pretty soon. And I'm looking forward to it because you can release a record and wish it up the charts and do everything you got to do, right? Mm-hmm. But you really don't know until you put your heart on the line and all your decision making on the line up there on stage and feel the interaction. But it feels like it's going to be a great moment of the set, you know, because I know we're going to do it. I kind of know where it's going to go because it's technically a ballad, but it's not going to feel like one. Mm. You know, and it's going to take people down just a different road. And new music is great, especially for us that's been doing this for a minute, because it adds new energy.
Yeah.
And that's what we're looking forward to with Take Her Home and several songs off this record. You know, we're in the process of making those decisions now. I mean, it's here. I mean, we're like, okay, we got several weeks before we go on tour, but no, we're basically mentally and emotionally on tour already.
Trying to set everything up, I'm sure. How do you, like, is it hard right now as you're setting up the tour, you've got this album of all these new songs, like to pick and choose new little babies that make it into the set list?
Well, there's going to be maybe a few other than Take Her Home. Because I've never really been the kind of person to do unfamiliar music, especially in the setting of a football stadium.
It's hard.
Now, look, they've been out there all day. All day. And if it's been hot, and they're by the time I go on around 8:50, 9 o'clock, they want to hear what they came to hear.
Yeah.
And you start making it too cool for the room, they start checking their phones, and they dial out, right?
Or they head to the bar.
We like to keep them right there. And next thing you know, 2 hours has gone by.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a couple of songs off the record that are pretty rocking. And we're going to find our place for those. But for the most part, we're going to dive into our past. We're going to do some songs we hadn't done in a while. But it's going to be loud.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be full of connection and love, which is what I love about what we do, you know?
And you do such a good job of that. Before we move on from the record, I wanted to ask, are there any collaborations on this record or any collaborative rights that you did that you're really excited about?
No, there was no collaborations on the record. And that wasn't by design. It just the way it happened, you know? I've never been one just to do collaborations. The song had to dictate the collaborations. Sometimes you see people do collaborations and I feel this way specifically about my audience. I think they can smell when something's not genuine pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And we see all the time about and you hear a song and you just know that the labels put them together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Very often,
and
yep.
So I'm just not really a big fan of that. Mm-hmm. And I've done a lot of collaborations, but they were all done with this authentic nature. And it just I didn't have a song or anybody that felt really genuine this time around.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You talk so much about the connection that you have with your fans, and I feel like you, maybe more than anybody, are like very in tune with them, and I think that they know that and they appreciate that about you. And you mentioned the tour starting in Tampa. You're very quickly approaching the mark of selling 18 million tickets, which is wild. And I want to know, like, as you know, a kid from Knoxville, Tennessee, when you hear a number like that and you try to think about it, like, what does that look like to you?
It's something that you know, when you're a kid, like I was in college playing a Mexican restaurant and I was carrying my own sound system and setting it up, and I would have to get there like an hour and a half before I started playing. Mm-hmm. I played from 5 o'clock for 45 minutes. Then I played at six o'clock for 45 minutes, 7 and 8. I did basically four 45 minute sets with 15 minutes off. And I would get free enchiladas and all the beer I wanted. And in college, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that's
And
huge.
So I think about that moment, and I was singing all my hero songs. And for like $10 a night plus, I kept all my tips. And to think of where we are now, I mean, it's basically the same person and doing the same thing. I just got a lot more stuff around me.
Yeah.
And a lot more people around me, and a lot of, and obviously the journey's been a beautiful one, and a lot more songs. And to think about my first record and the songs that were on it, and being able to do that with my friend Barry Beckett. The first two I did with Barry Beckett, who was a big part of the Muscle Shoals sound. And I just feel so grateful to have worked with him, and then working all these years with Buddy Cannon on every one of these records. I mean, we've made so much music together.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing to think about all the time in the studio we spent, you know. But it's a lot of tickets, you know. But I am so in tune with the people that come see us play, because I've been up there, and I feel like, even though as weird as it sounds, I mean, I've been on stage and I have like touched so many hands and looked into so many faces, and we have, it's just this soulful connection. And then I know it's a lot of people, and there's no way to be kin to all those people, but it feels like a kinship.
Yeah. No, it definitely does. Yeah. There's always like such a sense of camaraderie. Like, I think I've said this to you before, like when you come out to a show and everybody's tailgating, it's like stepping into Kenny land, and like everybody is so happy and so excited. And like, I always just, like you mentioned, it's a whole day. Like the vibe of the tailgating is always so much fun. Like, have you ever like snuck out or walked around during a tailgate, or like gone out there at all?
I used to all the time. Well, I used to go, but
Sure, it's hard
we used
now.
To, the first year that we did it in 2003, our tour was called the Margaritas and Senoritas Tour. And we thought it would be fun to get on. We had a couple for our merch company. We had a couple of these John Deere Gators, right? And we would all get on those and go out in the parking lots, and we would have a blender full of margaritas, and I would go give it to people. And it got to a point, you know, at first it was a lot of fun, and then we would get trapped.
Yeah, you can't get out.
And we couldn't get out. It's a little harder these days because with social media and stuff, it's just, you just never know what's going to happen. So it's been a minute since we've done that. We might do it again one day. I don't know. But I did it because I have my heroes, you know, in music. And I went, wow, if I was a fan of, which I am a fan of Aerosmith, and I'm out in the parking lot and Steven Tyler comes up on a Gator and hands me a margarita, I'll never forget it.
Never.
Never. And so that's why we started that. But then it got a little hard.
Mm-hmm.
Around
no,
2008,
definitely.
Yeah. 5 years later, it got a little hard to get there and back.
No, yeah, like a timing thing especially, so, let alone security.
Yeah.
While we have you on the show this week, I wanted to ask you, we're going to play a couple of like just your best songs, some of my favorites. Keg in the Closet is one of them, which is turning 20 this year, which I didn't realize. Is that a song you wrote that alone?
No,
you wrote that with somebody.
I wrote that song with
Beer
Brett
in Mexico
James.
Is what you wrote alone, right?
I wrote Beer in Mexico alone and I Go Back Alone.
Yeah, that one I remember. But talk about the inspiration for Keg in the Closet.
I don't know that I've ever told this story. No, wait. No, Reality is the one that yeah, okay.
You can tell me the story of Reality if you never said it.
Okay, well, Reality, most people hate going to the dentist. Hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it too, but I love the gas.
Yeah.
So I would tell my dentist, I said, just turn it up.
Yeah.
Like I'd be so stressed and busy and I just can't make my brain calm down, right?
Yeah.
And I would get in the dentist chair and they would turn that gas. I'd go, oh. You know, because I don't do other things, that people do to make their brain calm down. So I said, this must be what this feels like.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting in the dentist chair and I went, this is the reality that you know, makes me feel good.
Yeah.
And the next day I was leaving to go down to the Virgin Islands with Brett James. And we sat and wrote Reality. We wrote Reality, Out Last Night, and Keg in the Closet the same day.
No, you didn't.
Yep.
That's like the story of Dolly Parton, right? And like, I Will Always Love You and Jolene on the same day. That's insane.
And that was a hell of an afternoon.
Yeah, I would say
not
so.
Not knowing it, you know, but no, wait. No, it was Reality and Out Last Night. We wrote, Keg in the Closet was a little later, but there was something else we wrote that same day, but that's where we got Reality. Keg in the Closet. I went to East Tennessee State and I was a Lambda Chi for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of threw me out because I quit paying my dues and I just didn't participate in any way because once I found music and once I found this, that's all I did. And I was playing 3 or 4 different places in college. I was the guy in the corner playing for tips.
You're like, I don't have time for frat stuff and formals.
I didn't have time for it. I had found the road I was going to go down. But those 2 years were a lot of fun that I was in it, you know. So, and we had literally had upstairs, there was a closet. There was this hallway that went from one side of the house to the other. In the middle, there was a closet and there was a keg in it all the time. And that's where me and Brett got the idea to we just kind of told our story.
Yeah. Those fun times in college. Well, thank you for sharing that story.
Thank you.
Kenny Chesney, it's always so good to see you. I'm so excited for this tour. This album I love. I like literally danced around the kitchen all morning today to Born because I just think that's such a good one. And so I'm going to throw my 2 cents in as like that should get single consideration.
Okay,
it's
great.
So good. Thank you so much for the time. It's good
thank
to see you.
Thank you. Love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.